That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, I'm Molly Sims.
And I'm Amisha Gormley. We're two girls obsessed with one thing,
beauty.
And by that, we mean everything that makes you look
and feel
beautiful.
We're calling on our favorite health experts, industry insiders, and friends to answer all your beauty questions.
With a drink in hand.
Definitely with a drink in hand.
You're listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims.
All right, you guys know, I have to vent a little bit. My biggest pet peeve in life, considering what I've done and started with in my career with modeling and then hosting and then acting, is bloating. We did this article on mollysims.com all about de-bloating, and it got rave reviews, and it leads me into my next guest. And actually, I've known Lo throughout the years in terms of just like being in the entertainment business. But I actually bought, I kid you not, I was at Target in Chino Hills, and my next guest probably doesn't even know where Chino is, but she might, called Mood Pills, hashtag Mood Pills. And it's from her brand called Love Wellness, which she started in 2016, and they're called Mood Pills. And I actually bought them. And so when we were talking about who would be good to talk to about bloating, you know, destigmatizing feminine wellness, taking care of your body, my next guest fits every one of those check marks. Lo Bosworth is here with us today. She knows one or two things about bloating and, quite honestly, so much more about women's health. Today, we're joined by the one and only Lo Bosworth, Laguna Beach and the Hillstar turned women's body care guru. I love that. She's currently the founder of Love Wellness, a company that uses a sensible approach to self-care that's body positive based in science. And it's made with what you want in mind. And Lo, I cannot be more happy to talk to you because I love this turn. I love that, you know, being an actor, being on TV, and then now you have a badass wellness company. That true story, I found your pills by myself. You did not send them to me, even though now I have the entire line because I requested them. By the way, the mood pills are really good. I love this turn in what you've done. I think it's pretty incredible. So I'm happy you're here.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I love, we're on video for everybody that's listening. I can see Molly in the studio and I see all of our products lined up and they look great with your sweater.
Oh, thank you. No, but I really do love.
I know. We saw you on Instagram randomly a couple weeks ago talking about mood pills and we just about died. And we're like, oh my God, Molly Sims.
Well, it was that time of the month and I thought I needed some hashtag mood pills. All right. So let's take it back before we get into your company. I would like to know your thoughts on Laguna Beach, the Hills reboot. Are you watching? Is it weird? Like, what are your thoughts? Like, I literally just saw myself 10 years ago on Las Vegas. I'm like, oh my God, what is that? Oh God, it's so good. And this is so weird. Like, is it weird seeing like a whole reboot?
It feels a little bit like I'm time traveling, to be honest with you. I don't even really watch a lot of cable TV. I have a Roku and I watch like Netflix exclusively. So it's more that I hear about the reboot, but I think it's going well. I wish the best for everybody. And I think it's really fun to be able to come back into people's lives that you have, you know, wondered about or followed for, you know, prolonged period of time and kind of catch up with them. For me, I've been living in New York for almost 10 years now. So my life took like a hard left turn. And I you know, I've really pivoted away from entertainment because I would say it just a different kind of life just suits me better. I was never really comfortable in the entertainment industry, to be honest with you. Like people knowing who I am, like it always just made me so anxious. I never knew how to deal with those situations. And so I just admire everyone who is still on the hills from afar. I think it's, you know, awesome that they have the opportunity. It just, my life has changed so dramatically.
Are you still in touch with some of the cast members?
You know, not a ton of people that live in California, to be honest with you. Like I said, it's just been so long. And we were really coworkers, right, to be totally honest with you. And I feel like the veil has been lifted on that, on TV in general. And the public at large understands that now. But, you know, when we were on TV in, you know, 2012, it was still such a new format that on the inside, we understood how the show was produced and made, and it was very much made like a scripted show. But it was so new for audiences that, you know, it was just a totally new experience. So
I think a lot of people didn't realize at the time, and I think it took several years, like, you really were acting. You know what I mean? It wasn't, you're not playing yourself. Maybe you're playing a version of a character of a part of yourself, but it was scripted for the most part. I remember you guys were shooting at DVF in New York City. You were doing this whole thing. And I my girlfriend, Emisha Gormley, who's my co-host for Lipstick on the Rim, who is so unbelievably sad to not be here today to see you and to talk to you. But I remember her, you know, in the office, all the crew, and she was like, it's all scripted. Like, it's, you know, and even I'm like, yes, of course it is. But I think at that time, especially for a few years, really people thought you guys were those characters.
Well, there was sort of our own Truman Show moment that happened where the first couple of years or seasons of Laguna Beach, it felt more organic. So it felt less scripted. But over the course of a couple of years, the directors and producers really got to understand us. And they also understood intrinsically how to make a great TV show. And that means a lot of planning, a lot storyboarding that we were not aware of until a couple years in. So it's almost like there was this transition where we were kind of let in on the secret of our own show, where, you know, they had really plotted out our lives for ourselves. And sometimes things that happened organically would make it into the show or change the direction of a storyline, but they already had a pretty good sense of what they wanted to happen. And for a couple seasons, we were the last to know. We would see it play out on television and say to ourselves, that didn't happen that way. But as you know, in an editing bay, they can make magic happen. And yeah.
It's called The Bachelor and The Bachelorette for about 20 years. Yes, you can make anything happen in the editing bay.
You can make anything happen.
All right, you guys, we are going to take a quick break. Okay. I have been dying to tell you about this new hair care line that I found that is incredible. Meet Air Professional. They're the first ever crystal-infused hair care line. I'm sure you guys know the founder, the stylist, blogger, author, and mom, Jenny Streep, who is incredible. Air is a vegan hair care line that she came up with that is free from negative energy and bad-for-you ingredients. She sourced actual crystals from Mother Earth that are reasonably sourced, pulverized, and infused into every product. And each product contains a different gemstone. For example, the hairspray is infused with love quartz. This stone was selected for this product because when they think of hairspray, we often think of big events, dates, proms, weddings. By using the hairspray, you are surrounding yourself with the vibrations of love. I mean, how cool is that? If you go to airprofessional.com and use the lipstick at checkout, you will get 15% off your hair care order. Use code LIPSTICK, LIPSTICK, for 15% off your order on Air, AIIRprofessional.com. Turn your routine into a ritual with Air Professional Crystal Infused Hair Care. Choose Air and be well.
Hey, it's Patrick Starr. I'm coming straight to you with my very own podcast, Say Yes to the Guest. I'll be hanging out with some of my fiercest friends and spilling some serious tea on business, beauty, and being a boss-ass bitch. With me, baby, you'll never know what will happen. Find Yes to the Guest on Apple Podcasts or anywhere where podcasts are played. Start streaming and downloading now. And don't forget to subscribe because every Monday we're going in. We got so much to chat about. So turn it up and say yes to the guest. Yes.
So what inspired you to move to New York, start a wellness company? I mean, I've read a lot about you lately and I love all of my girls were like, she's so awesome. She is beautiful. She's natural. And you really do say it like it is in terms of, you know, how you feel on certain things, especially around self-care. But what made you, what was the ultimate thing that made you transition into having your own wellness company?
Yes. So a number of years into my time in New York, I became pretty unwell. I went from normal one day to not okay the next day. And it lasted for a really long period of time. All of a sudden, I was very depressed, had really bad anxiety that was palpable. I could feel it throughout my body. And I just was not right. I was foggy. I was dizzy all the time. I had no energy. And it took me 18 months to discover that I was dealing with really severe vitamin deficiency. This was in 2014, 2015. And the idea of functional medicine at that time was still very new. I would say that more people understand functional medicine now in 2021 than they did, you know, 6 years ago. But functional medicine really gets to the root of a problem instead of just treating symptoms, which is very, very much a reflection of, you know, how we treat, how we approach medicine in the United States or in the West, right? You know, you're going to the doctor and they're saying, hey, take this prescription for this and take this prescription for this. But, you know, throughout my experience of understanding what was wrong with me and subsequently building my business, you know, to treat root causes, you know, I really understood the importance of functional medicine and how it's different from, you know, just going to your general practitioner, you know, when you have a cold or whatever it may be. And so, you know, these extensive lab tests that I did a number of years ago really educated me at sort of, you know, the outset of how important it is to understand, you know, at your core, what is what you're dealing with, right? Because I was,
yeah, and I do think
depression and anxiety, not for vitamin deficiencies.
Right.
So that's the big thing is like, what is the root cause of your issues? You know what I mean? And for me, it was these vitamin deficiencies and these gut health issues that were creating all of my other symptoms.
So talk about when you, I talk about gut health a lot, but for the listener, explain what it means to have good gut health.
Sure. So the gut, basically your stomach, your small intestine, your big intestine, everywhere where your food passes through, is the home of your immune system and your primary microbiome. So that microbiome is made up of billions and trillions of bacteria, diverse strains of bacteria. And these bacteria essentially create that immune system and they communicate to different microbiomes in and on the body and tell them how to function to keep you healthy. You have a gut-brain axis, a gut-vagina axis, a gut-skin axis, and so on. So your gut microbiome essentially, let's take the brain as an example, is kind of communicate to the bacteria in your brain in a way to keep you healthy. So there is a direct link between gut health deficiencies and depression. That has been proven.
And that's what you were saying you were experiencing.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was, you know, it was a byproduct of gut health issues, but also vitamin deficiencies can cause a whole host of neurological issues. So I had really severe B12 deficiencies and that results in neurological issues like depression, anxiety, et cetera, everything. And so basically your microbiome is the home of the immune system. And so if your gut microbiome is out of whack, there is a high probability you're experiencing inflammation in another part of the body. And when I use the term inflammation, I'm using it as a broad term to mean some kind of issue or problem, right? It could be chronic yeast infections. It could be depression. It could be arthritis. Whatever it is, it may be coming back to some kind of issue with your gut or your underlying ability for your cells to use the vitamins and nutrients you're getting from food.
And how do you check your gut? Is it through a blood test? Do you recommend, like if you were to say, I'm not feeling well, something seems off, I'm tired, I'm depressed, I'm anxious, I don't sleep well. Do you recommend if you were to say, okay, this is your first step, let's take a blood test?
So there's a couple of things that you can do. I would say that a blood test where you request a full panel look into all of your vitamin and mineral levels is really important, but you need to come prepared with the things that maybe you want to test. And your doctor might think that you are obnoxious or pushy, but it is okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think what you're saying is too, it's not just your cholesterol, your heart, like it's, you've got to go deeper into the blood test. Like you've got to go deeper, not just what typically, you know, Western doctors do. They just test their, you know, 10 things and they call it a day. So when you go in, make sure you test for your vitamins, your minerals, and a whole host of other things that specifically is wrong with you.
Correct. And, you know, when it comes to the gut, I would say that most Americans have a gut health issue. And here's why I can say that pretty confidently. We are like living and have lived in the generation of taking antibiotics for everything. When you take an antibiotic, it kills off a ton of good bacteria in your body, as well as killing off the bad bacteria in your body that's giving you an infection. I personally have taken so many antibiotics in my life because I grew up in, you know, the 90s and 2000s, and that's what we did. We took antibiotics. If you take over-the-counter pain medication, that can also affect your gut microbiome negatively, as can antacids, as can preservatives and chemicals in food. Pretty much a lot of what we are putting into our body that is representative of modern life can really upset your gut microbiome. And so that's why you're hearing a lot lately, non-toxic products and trying to eat organic food, et cetera, because it's really affecting our bodies from the inside out and our overall health and wellness. We are all depressed, slow, and tired, I believe, because of the things that we're putting into our body that have been created to make our lives easier, to be totally honest with you. How to undo all of badness that we have come to see as great.
I know. I think when I talked to Dominic Reed, I was just having a conversation. She is an Eastern and Western, but she can do the antibiotic, but she'll tell you 10 herbs or 10 peptides or 10 alternatives or 10 supplements that you can take if you do have to take an antibiotic. I think it's so important that you not just go to your typical Western doctor. I do. And I know that sounds expensive, but it's, you know, it's important to take care of your health. I do love your products. I love the Good Girl probiotics, the Gut Feelings probiotics. You guys can get all these at Target or on her website, the Clear Skin probiotics. Explain the difference between prebiotics and probiotics.
Sure. So prebiotics is really just a fiber source that feeds the probiotics, which are live bacteria that are coming in a lot of the probiotic products that you are buying or using. Then there's postbiotics, which is fermented live bacteria that also has a purpose in your body. Postbiotics are really important to the gut barrier, really helps to improve immunity, helps with weight management. So focusing on supporting the entire life cycle of this gut bacteria is really important. And so that's why you see a lot of products these days with both pre and probiotics in it, because when you are giving fuel to the gut bacteria, you're basically creating an insurance policy that they are going to be utilized properly in your body. And, you know, we just came out with the two new probiotics, the Clear Skin and Gut Feelings. Good Girl Probiotics has been our number one bestseller since day one. We've sold so many bottles of Good Girl because it really works. So Good Girl supports vaginal and urinary tract health. And think about it like this. Your body has different strains of bacteria for different good gains. So the bacteria that we put into Good Girl Probiotics is different than the bacteria in Gut Feelings and in Clear Skin. And all of the strains are used for different reasons, right? So the bacteria in Good Girl support vaginal tract health and urinary tract health. Like I said, essentially those good bacteria create that acidic pH that is appropriate for the vaginal tract that helps to keep you safe from infection and irritation. And then in Gut Feelings, we have a probiotic that's specific for calming the gut, supporting immunity, and then Clear Skin, we have a strain of bacteria that's clinically proven to reduce acne pimples on the skin. So start thinking about your microbiomes like that, right? Different
all
bacteria,
separate.
All separate for different use cases. So a diversity of bacteria is like very important.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You guys may have heard me talk about this company before. Athletic Greens is a health and wellness company that makes daily nutrition really, really, really simple. Some days, honestly, I don't get enough greens in, so I lean on Athletic Greens. I pour one scoop into my water and sometimes my smoothie to get my daily all-in-one 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food-sourced ingredients. 75. With so many stressors in life, it's difficult to maintain effective nutritional habits and give our bodies the nutrients it needs to thrive. Busy schedules, poor sleep, exercise, the environment, work stress, or simply honestly not eating enough of the right foods can leave us deficient in key nutritional areas. Honestly, I worry so much about my kids and how they're not getting enough greens so that sometimes I forget to put mine in. And I'm sure you guys can really relate. Join the movement of athletes, moms, dads, rookies, first-timers, and everyone in between taking ownership of their daily health and focusing on the nutritional products they really do need in the simplest manner possible. That's Essentialist Nutrition. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you an immune-supporting free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase if you visit athleticgreens.com/lipstick. Again, simply visit athleticgreens.com/lipstick to take control of your health and give AG1 a try.
I want to get to vagina health and I want to talk about it. I want to help you kind of destigmatize it and teach it. But I do really want to talk about bye-bye bloat, de-bloat.
Okay.
Because I'm like, why are we so bloated? How did we de-bloat?
I think for a lot of women, it's really tied to our cycles and our hormones just constantly changing. But there's, in my opinion, a huge food and inflammatory element to it also. And you've heard about elimination diets and everybody has food sensitivities these days. So we can use gluten as the primary example or dairy, right? Because we talk about gluten and dairy sensitivities a lot. So if you are putting something into your body that your body doesn't like, that you have a sensitivity to, it's going to create inflammation by way of bloating more often than not. Right? That can mean water retention. It can also mean like gas or whatever in, you know, your digestive system that actually results in like, you know, physical bloating that's not water weight. But I would say for a lot of women, it's hormones. And then there's a third piece of it that really kind of lends itself to a conversation about toxicity in general, which is kind of what I was just talking about, right? We live in this kind of toxic earth that we have created, right? The planet at its baseline is healthy and supports us, but we have been living in a sea of plastic and heavy metals and whatever it is for basically our entire lives. And if you have any kind of toxicity in your body, may be holding on to extra water weight to protect your organs from that toxicity, right? The water is going to dilute all of that toxicity in your body. So that could be another reason why you're holding on to a bunch of extra water weight. So here's how Bye-Bye Bloat works, because it's a really cool product. It has digestive enzymes in it, which helps specifically with the digestive aspect of bloating. And then it also has herbs in it that function as natural diuretics in it. So if your body is holding on to way too much water, these herbs like ginger, fenugreek, et cetera, dandelion root, are going to help your body release that extra water that it's holding on to that it may not need. You just pee it out, right? But the digestive enzymes also help to support and promote healthy digestion, which is going to help your body pass whatever it is that's creating that inflammation.
I learned about enzymes at WeCare. And I'm like, what are digestive enzymes? They're like, it helps you pass everything down all through the body. That's great.
Yes. And if you're older, your body makes less digestive enzymes. So it's something that it's important as you get a little bit older that you are incorporating digestive enzymes if you're having any gut health issues, like into your daily routine.
And these are great. You take two after a meal or you take it at bedtime, which also gets all the water, all the air, all of it out. All right. So when it comes to women's health and those who don't know or can you talk about what disrupts, you were talking about earlier, what disrupts the vaginal pH levels and how we fix it? Because no one really talks about, I mean, I got to be honest with you, some girls were talking about douching. I'm like, you have to be very careful with douching. And they're like, why? I'm like, because it disrupts the balance and the acidity. And I totally explained it wrongly, like looked at me like I was fucking crazy. But can you don't have to do too much of a deep dive, but it kind of explain it because there's a whole now movement in terms of products of like, gotta clean your vag, gotta do your thing, gotta make sure it smells good, gotta whatever. And I'm like, oh, girl, that's going to cause a yeast infection. That's going to cause Yeah.
So this is an area of expertise that I think is easy to understand. Let's just jump into it. So when I first started Love Wellness, all I could find for intimate health was legacy brands products. So this was like the Monistats of the world, the Summer's Eves of the world, you know, like the Tropical Fresh, you know, vaginal wash. And as it turns out, a lot of these products were invented decades ago by men for women without our input. And so they were creating products that they thought would help us, and I'm putting that in air quotes, or make us feel more confident or whatever. But it turns out that a lot of the ingredients in these products are very harmful for the vaginal tract and for your urinary tract. They contain chemicals that essentially kill good bacteria, resulting in your pH levels being thrown out of balance, which essentially invites invaders in, invites yeast to overgrow, and invites bad bacteria to overgrow, which results in, you know, chronic yeast infections and BV, right?
Well, you think you're helping yourself by doing all these things, and actually you're getting yourself a yeast infection.
Exactly. So that was like sort of misinformation area number one that we work really hard to dispel at Love Wellness is these old school products with these chemicals in them, everything from condoms to lubricant to scented tampons, they're not good for you. So there has been this evolution of new brands like Love Wellness, whose goal is to create intimate products for women that are made naturally and with women's biology in mind. And so we do that by working with great OBGYNs and great chemists to create products that actually support women's bodies.
And so you have a great cleanser as well.
Yeah. So our pH balancing cleanser, as an example, is made with all natural ingredients. It has no fragrance in it, not even natural fragrance, because natural fragrance can even throw off pH. And it's made just as a really gentle external only cleanser. So cleanser should never be put inside the body. The vagina is a self-cleaning oven. That is all true. But externally, you can use soap, and most people do, but you shouldn't be using bar soap because it's really basic on the pH scale. It kills off your good bacteria, and you shouldn't be using a women's cleanser with any kind of fragrance or chemical in it. Any company that is trying to sell you a product like that is really doesn't understand their own mission of trying to improve the intimate health of people who are using their products. And I don't know if that is purposeful or not. I like to think that brands who are creating products for women have our best interests at heart, but I find that sometimes still there's just a lack of education about the category and about ingredients.
100%.
That is pretty alarming. I still see new brands coming out every day with Rose Fresh Vagina Wash. And I'm like, why? This is not necessary. You know, yes, if you want to use cleanser, absolutely. But use a cleanser that is made appropriately for this part of the body, right? Use probiotics that are made for the vaginal and the urinary tract. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I love talking about it because I do think there are misconceptions. I do think there are myths. I think people think, oh, I'm doing this because I want to be clean. I want to take care. And you're actually doing the complete opposite. So I love your mission. I want to ask you one question. What is a 21-day to make it a routine, 90 days to make it stick?
So it's proven that it takes 21 days of doing something to build a routine. So 21 days of taking your vitamins all at 9 a.m. to sort of create that routine in your brain, those new pathways, and 90 days to make that routine actually stick so that you do it forever and ever. So, you know, I think a diet at the beginning of the year is like a great example of this, right? Or like a workout routine. If you're doing a workout routine and like after day eight, like you fall off, you haven't created those new neural pathways in your brain to establish it as like, this is something that I do every day. And so that's why it's so easy for us as humans to fall out of routine because we're not doing anything for long enough. So 2190 is a great sort of marker in your mind to understand, okay, I need to do something for 21 days to establish that initial routine and then keep it going for 90 days for that routine to really stick and for this to really be a lifestyle change for me.
I love that. I'm going to use that 2190. All right. Where do you see your company in 5 years?
Oh my gosh. Hopefully by then we have expanded internationally. Right now, you know, we only sell Love Wellness domestically for the time being. LoveWellness.com, at, you know, Target stores nationwide, at Ulta Beauty. But we are really hoping that within the next 5 years, the brand can go global because, you know, it has just been so well received here. You know, after we've done the hard work of educating the consumer about what our mission really is, and, you know, we have a long enough track record now for our customers to really understand that our products are made with their best interests in mind. Our goal really is to take it global. And we get requests every single day.
You have from the UK, you have great products
everywhere. They're like, please.
Well, you know what?
Come here.
It's, you've proven, you've got, you know, you've had a mission, but I've also think you've added the education element into it, which I think has been really important.
All right, you guys, we are going to take a quick break. Experience all the benefits of an infrared sauna from the comfort of your own home. Higher Dose's portable sauna blanket makes it easy to get hot and high from anywhere. You just lay down inside the blanket, turn up the heat, and sweat it out. You will burn 600 calories in just one sweat session. So it's like working out without having to work out. Infrared therapy supports glowing skin, deeper sleep, and a balanced mood. And as your core temperature heats up, your brain releases a dose of happy chemicals, leaving you feeling euphoric after your sweat session. The blanket's deeply penetrating heat instantly boosts blood flow, flooding your body with inviolable benefits like radiant and youthful skin, higher energy, a boosted mood, and a decreased bloat. This sauna blanket is an amazing and affordable addition to any self-care routine. No need to go to a spa when you can do it from home anytime you want. Now, for those of you who want to experience the benefits of infrared without the sweat, they also have this really cool infrared PEMF mat that recharges your cells to help you feel relaxed, grounded, and rejuvenated. This game-changing mat combines the powerful technology of heated infrared with PEMF plus 20 pounds of healing crystals like amethyst and tourmaline for a relaxing, restorative experience that you feel within minutes. Get your own infrared sauna blanket or infrared PEMF mat today at higherdose.com. You can use promo code LIPSTICK75 at checkout to save $75. That's higherdose.com. Promo code is LIPSTICK75 or just go to higherdose.com/lipstick to get $75 off today.
All right, Lo, this podcast would not be a beauty podcast if we didn't talk a little bit about beauty. Your skin is amazing. Your hair is amazing. Are there any products that you cannot live without? Everybody wants to know. My girls want to know. I want to know.
Okay, so I have just been using this brand that I discovered called Earth Harbor. And I have to go on the website to get the product name specifically, but here's how I found it. I'm a big fan of EWG.com, which is, you know, like the Environmental Working Group. And this kind of goes back to the toxins, but there's a whole area on EWG.com on beauty products, on hair and shampoo, on sunscreen. And it basically gives you a guide on the least toxic products to the most toxic products. And you can find most brands and products on there. So I, the past couple of years, essentially have been going through a huge overhaul of all of my beauty products, all of the products I use in my house, and using the EWG as a guide to try to buy the least toxic products that I can. And so I discovered this brand Earth Harbor through EWG a couple of weeks ago. And I got their, here's called their Eclipse Sheer Mineral Sunscreen. And it's rated a 1 on EWG.org, which is like the healthiest for you. And it's the only mineral sunscreen I've ever used that actually is sheer. They have some fancy sheer technology. So it's really healthy. It's actually protecting you against UVA, UVB rays, and all the other nasty stuff. And it legitimately works. And so I just the other day bought a bunch of other stuff from this brand Earth Harbor, which is, I mean, it looks like a really cool brand. It's, you know, mermaid skincare. Everything's made from kelp and stuff.
You have perfected the no makeup look. Give me your 3-step makeup routine. Because you always look amazing, but you always look like you, and you look beautiful.
Thanks.
Do you wear makeup or is that just you?
I do wear makeup, but not a lot. I wear a like concealer foundation stick from Westman Atelier.
It's a great
which
stick.
Which is also not toxic makeup. And they also have, you know, like a bronzing stick. So I do a lot of, you know, we'll put it in air quotes, foundation from just sort of concealer and bronzer. And then a little bit of eyebrow. And that's kind of it.
I was with her the other day. Isn't her line incredible?
Yes. my friends and I were like, Gucci Westman, Gucci Westman, yeah. Gucci
Westman. Westman Atelier. You guys, Gucci has an incredible makeup line for those of you who are listening. That is so beautiful, so chic, and more, most importantly, non-toxic. Do you have a good skincare routine?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I love everything from Earth Harbor that I've tried so far. And I also love everything from Dr. Devkin's line. She is an amazing plastic surgeon that also has amazing skincare. And I think at my age, you know, I'm going to be 35 next month. And so for me, like sunspots, discoloration, and wrinkles are the things I'm really focusing on right now. And when I use her products consistently, it's really just, it's a basic thing. It's like hyaluronic acid, a vitamin C serum, and then a retinol bakuchiol thing at night. And the results that you get from her serums are truly next level. It's just, it's a very expensive product.
They are expensive, but she's amazing. We're actually having her on the podcast soon. Her products are incredible. Okay, we will end soon, but first we have to do one last little rapid fire. Have you ever worn socks with sandals?
Yes, the other day, walking to the bodega.
If a movie was made out of your life, what genre would it be? Action, comedy, drama, fantasy, horror, mystery, romance, or thriller?
I think it's a thriller. Because my anxiety is so high all the time. You would always have that track playing in the background that like makes you just a little bit uncomfortable.
Do you feel like you have a lot of anxiety?
You know, it comes and goes. Honestly, we have to be clear to separate stress from anxiety, right? They're two different things. I used to have a lot of anxiety, which mostly has resolved. And now it's just stress because running a big company is stressful.
You know, I get caught up in, is it stress or is it anxiety? I used to didn't have any, I had a lot of stress, but I didn't have anxiety. I think a lot of my stress has turned, it's now turned into anxiety. I think that's also, I have three kids and I'm taking care of their livelihood and their lives and their body. So that does put a little bit of stress. Texting or talking on the phone?
Texting.
Justin Bobby or Brody Jenner? And they get, they made me ask you. You don't have to answer.
Skip.
Favorite travel destination?
Ooh, easy Turks and Caicos. Not easy anywhere in the Mediterranean.
Favorite cocktail?
Ooh, I love a wet vodka martini.
Mm. Best memory from Laguna Beach?
I think our high school graduation was really fun.
Who do you look to for opinions in all things beauty and wellness? Who's your guru?
Who's my guru? I'm my own guru, to be honest with you. I'm obsessed with this stuff.
I love it. And you know what? You've created an incredible wellness. I mean, like, it's incredible. On a scale from 1 to 10, how good are you at keeping secrets?
About a 4.
I think I know this answer. LA or New York?
New York for now.
Coffee or tea?
Decaf coffee.
Or what?
I know. That's psycho. But I love coffee, but it makes me feel crazy. So I drink a decaf.
If you could push a button to make everyone in the world 7% happier, but it would also place a worldwide ban on all hairstyling products, would you push it?
Yes.
You're the best. What's your biggest pet peeve?
My biggest pet peeve. I think this is going to be popular. Should have been an email. Why was this a meeting?
That's so good. That's so good. Should have been an email. Why is this a meeting? You could give your 10-year-old self advice. What would it be?
No advice. You just got to figure it out. No advice.
You're amazing.
You're on your own.
You're amazing. You guys can catch Lo at Lo Bosworth. Again, she has an incredible wellness company called Love Wellness, and you can get a lot of her products at Target or lovewellness.com. As a reminder, all products mentioned in our episodes can be found on mollysims.com. We're going to give you everything that Lo and I suggested. You're amazing. I'm very proud of you. I love when someone can truly make that transition. You know, I talk a lot about side hustles, and sometimes your side hustles end up being your main hustles. And I'm very proud of you that you've created this. And I think you have a, you're very outspoken, you're very intelligent. But I, just from talking to you now, like, I know that you love what you do.
Yeah. It's so fascinating. I like stay up at night thinking about bacteria. And I'm like, whoa.
She's cool, I promise. Lo, thank you so much. And I wish you the best. All right, guys, that's a wrap on this week's episode of Lipstick on the Rim. I miss you, Emma Shaw. I miss you. Lo was so fun. Oh my God, she's so good. She's real deal, real deal. You guys, be sure to tune in next week. You guys are going to be obsessed. Talk to you guys next week. Thanks for listening to Lipstick on the Rim with Molly Sims and my ride or die, Emma Shigormally. We are so excited to bring you guys along on this journey. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Lipstick on the Rim and Molly B. Sims, or my website where you can dive just a little bit deeper into my favorite products, trends, and more at mollysims.com. This podcast is a production with Dear Media. Wanted to give a special thanks to my team, Ashley Gasparian, Schaefer Carrillo, Ashley Sanchez, and Michelle Harrison, and everyone at Dear Media. Don't forget to listen and follow wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss out on the fun.